KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Catchback Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
It's Monday, March 2nd, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Evening News. First up, a 30-year-old woman from El Paso, Texas, injured her lower leg about 1.3 miles down the Cane's Head Trail near Seward on Sunday and could not hike out. Alaska State Troopers say they received the report just after 3 p.m. Bear Creek, Seward, and Lowell Point Volunteer Fire Departments responded along with Seward Volunteer Ambulance Corps. Bear Creek Fire Technician Kobe Taylor says reaching the woman required a multi-stage approach.
We took the six-wheeler as far as we could. And then from there, we hiked on foot with a wheeled litter and our medical equipment, and then made that last bit of distance.
A wheeled litter is a stretcher designed to roll over uneven terrain. Taylor says most of the trail was bare dirt, but some sections were covered in frozen water. He says those icy spots appear to have caused the fall. It's been about a week since federal immigration customs enforcement agents descended on a Soldotna home to deport a mom and her children to Mexico. In the days since, community members, faith leaders, and state lawmakers have all jumped into action to support the family amid their uncertain future. KDLL's Ashlyn O'Hara reports.
It's close to midnight in Soldotna's Safeway lobby, and Alex Sanchez Ramos is between shifts of his two jobs, still in his first work uniform. His wife, Sonia Espinosa Arriaga, is on speakerphone, calling from Mexico.
I said that it was very difficult to watch, just sitting there in the car, and she thought that there, as long as it would take in to pack some things, she started getting a little bit of hope that it felt like it was just her going, because why would they put a kid, children, in handcuffs and detain them like that.
An ICE spokesperson says the agency kept them together at the mom's request, up until ICE handed the oldest son off to a state jail in Anchorage to be processed as an adult. Arriaga and her two younger sons were put on a plane and deported.
And that's when she realized they were misled, and Alexi was gone.
Alexis is the oldest son, who was 18.
And she didn't understand where he was or where they went. And they told her he'll be here later on. And totally misleading the whole time.
As of Wednesday, Alexis remains detained in ICE's Tacoma, Washington Detention Center, according to ICE's Detainee Locator Database. It's unclear what awaits him. Sanchez Ramos, a lifelong Alaskan and U.S. citizen, says it all started with an immigration hearing his wife missed on January 13th. 2 days later, a letter arrived with a deportation order. The couple contacted their lawyer, who outlined steps to rectify the error. They thought they had everything squared away.
We trusted the process, trusted the government, trusted the courts, because we filed the paperwork. And when your attorney says, don't worry, it's going to be okay because filed the paperwork, this is what's going to happen, because that's what happens in her case, and, you know, from her experience, obviously.
Espinosa Arriaga and her three sons arrived in the United States in 2023, seeking asylum from cartel violence and domestic abuse. While their asylum case moved forward, she and her two older sons got work authorization cards. The youngest, Matias, is 5 years old, a kindergartner. Faith leaders told reporters last week they have no criminal records. The couple met in Soldotna. Sanchez Ramos gravitated toward Espinosa Arriaga's funny personality and awesome laugh.
Una risa bien bonita y también tienes una actitud.
Espinosa Arriaga points out his good looks and positive attitude at work. And she says he got along with her kids. Their deportation has outraged friends, coworkers, acquaintances, and strangers across Alaska. Susan Nabholz, a former Kenai Peninsula Borough School District teacher, remembers one of the boys from her class.
It just makes me sick to think that all of a sudden, all of that was just pulled out from under them.
Nabholz was one of more than 100 people who gathered at Soldatenes Christ Lutheran Church last Friday to support the family. Faith leaders think this is the first time ICE has ever detained children in Alaska. As of Wednesday, a GoFundMe for the family had raised more than $15,000 for legal fees and to help Espinosa Arriaga and her kids start over in Mexico. The couple says they're grateful. State lawmakers on the House Judiciary Committee met Monday to review ICE's detention of minors in Alaska. One immigration law expert told the committee she was shocked at how quickly the family was deported.
As I understand the facts, this family didn't have an opportunity to contest the removal order against at least one family member because they were so swiftly and abruptly deported from the United States.
Alora Mukherjee directs the Immigrants' Rights Clinic at Columbia Law School.
This is not what due process requires. This is not what the Constitution allows. This family should have had an opportunity to be heard on whatever claim the U.S. government, the executive branch, is making against them.
Mukherjee says there are lawful reasons to miss an immigration hearing, like misdirected mail or a medical emergency. In Mexico, it's been violent since the Mexican government killed the head of a powerful drug cartel on Sunday. In messages to KDLL sent via TikTok, Christopher, the middle son, says he's scared and that he misses his girlfriend back in Soldatna. Here he is in one video, thanking people who have reached out.
I don't want you here. Isn't... Thank you so much. You guys helped me so much. I just want to go back to my life.
Sanchez Ramos says his goal is to bring his family back to Alaska. Their attorney couldn't be reached for comment, but is challenging the family's detention in federal court. For now, Sanchez Ramos is trying to do what he can for Alexis in Tacoma, and says he's trying to renew his passport to visit the others in Mexico.
And it's so empty without Sonia there and the children, and I miss them so much.
Now, he goes home to a yard with a melting snowman he built with Matias and a quiet house. Reporting in Soldatna, I'm Ashlyn O'Hara.
That's tonight's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer, 88.1 FM in Seward, through translator K201AO, and online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news@kbbi.org. Tonight on KBBI, tune in at 7 p.m. for Rhythm World with Ginger. The Alicia Vianney Trio are playing with Pete Cartsounis at Alice's March 21st at 9 p.m. Tickets are on sale at kbbi.org. Proceeds from this event benefit KBBI. Applications for vendors, sponsors, and musicians for this year's Concert on the Lawn are now available on our website, kbbi.org. Also, KBBI is now accepting submissions for art for this year's Members Mug. You can find the rules and a template on our website. Listening, and good evening.